You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Sweat. I've seen him online and he looks familiar. Mid-20s, cute, and a versatile bottom, which means that when he's with guys like me, a bottom. I want him, and I'm willing to drive to pick him up. It's not far, but down a confusing one-way street into a parking lot near the highway, and I wait a couple of minutes before texting a one-chance-before-I-get-out-of-here text. I see him coming around the corner of the complex and toward my Jeep, and yes, he is cute, and I'm glad it's going to happen. He gets in and is a little shy, which turns me on, and he points me out of the lot onto the side road. He gestures up over my head and toward the highway. "I work in the video store over there," he says. "And now I know where I've seen him." "You must see and hear a lot," I say, alluding to the sex that goes on in the booths in the back area. "Yeah, but it's going to close down," he tells me, and I'm not sure if I should condemn, mourn, or question that, so I say nothing. "It's not that busy anyway," he says, and that opens the door to talk about how lame it is over here in the suburbs, which feels like a better topic. We get closer to my place and he's quiet, and there's an awkward silence which is hot. I can smell his sweaty hoodie. Like any stranger in someone else's car, he takes in the road, the drive, and I can sense him feeling it out. We go through the gate and stop at the fence. I put the Jeep into park. "You're hot," I tell him, and he lets a huge breath out. "You too," he says, and I lean over and pull him to me and we kiss. His kiss is wet and deep, and our chemistry works. "Let's go," I say, and we walk together up the stone path to my front door, then in, where I stop him and remove his sweatshirt. I pack him gently against the wall and kiss him, then pull his shirt up and over his head, and his pants down around his ankles and off. He's standing in his underwear, and I step back and look at him. He's so fucking cute and vulnerable, and he smiles at me. I smile back and take his hand and walk him to the living room sofa and down to sit. I put my arms behind my back and nod to him to unzip me, and he does, taking my cock out and placing it on his tongue, then letting it slide down into his mouth. "Up here," I tell him, and his eyes look up at me. I tell him when to use his tongue and when to let my cock all the way out, or to the tip of it, and with my hands on the back of his head now, pull him forward and back to reinforce what I'm instructing. He's near perfect at this, and so I go harder. Then harder. I begin to breathe heavily as I fuck his throat, and he never once lifts a hand to push me away or control me. I'm so turned on by his submission that I fuck harder, and spit begins to shoot out of his throat over his lips and onto my body. I can feel the warm wetness begin to coat my balls and run down my legs as I push and pull him forcefully, with small breaks to take air, then all the way down again. His body begins to tremble as I push his head back against the sofa cushions, climb up, and fuck his face straight down. The sound of him choking is so loud I have to hold back, and I look down to see his hands flat at his side, never moving. I pull back one last time, look down into his beautiful eyes, feel his body give out beneath me, smell his sweat, and feel his spit run down me. Thrust my cock all the way forward, and shoot my load past his swallow point and down into him. We stop, my cock lodged in his throat, and our eyes meet and lock until his tongue is finished.
You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Come more than once for more stories. Go to matttales.com. Follow me at Matt Tales Gay Adventures on Instagram and Facebook, or DM me at matttalespod@gmail.com, and we'll talk about making a tale of our own. Here's a preview to Sex Club, Matt Tells After Hours, the new podcast from the creator of Matt Tells 40 Years of Gay Adventures. Check it out on all the podcast platforms.
You're checking into Sex Club, Matt Tells After Hours. I'm Matt, your host and the creator of Matt Tells 40 Years of Gay Adventures, the autobiographical erotica podcast. In Sex Club, I'll talk to guests about gay sex through the last 50 years, from cruising and phone lines to apps and cams. You'll hear tales from other guys and get to tell your own. Each episode will include a live moment, because you should never leave Sex Club until you get what you want.
She runs out to the car, I roll down the window, I said, I need to tell you I'm gay, and I rolled up the window and drove off.
If tying me up and pounding the shit out of me is work for you, then don't answer my ad.
All over Manhattan, I mean, you had sex clubs, you had the piers, you know, with all the warehouses.
Exciting and thrilling, and you know, and it's, you know, it felt like something new, like you were like I was having sex for the first time again.
Never before had jockstraps turned me on, but now, fuck, it was hot.
You know, I just wanted him to sort of take me away and just love me and give me a life and have sex with me.
It's very secluded, like in the bottom floor of some old building that no one really uses anymore.
And then we'd be out all night at these clubs because the music would just play until 4 or 5 in the morning, and then you'd go out to an after hours place.
Sex work to me is, I mean, it's work. It's called sex work for a reason, you know.
Once you let people know who you are, they'll come to you. Like, your people will come to you. And the ones that don't, you don't want them anyway.
Oh.
And guys, it's just guys fucking, and that's all it needs to be.
Someone's like, what does your Prince Albert taste like, Rocco? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
What's cruising? How do you cruise? Like, what would you tell them?
Finding a safe space to stare someone down.
You can find new Sex Club episodes coming soon, hard, and more than once.